71 membres du corps médical de l'hôpital Saint-Joseph ont reçu le vaccin en premier. 46 personnes âgées au centre de longue durée ont bénéficié de ce vaccin en second lieu. Après, 27 personnes membres du public qui ont plus de 80 ans ont eu le vaccin. D'après Dr. Pili, 33 membres du corps médical n'ont pas pris le vaccin, raison pour laquelle ces doses ont été offertes aux plus âgés du public de Gravelbourg.
Sure, I can tell you that, Tabitha. First, a lot of people that got it were the staff members, and there were 71 staff members that got it. The second lot of people that got it are the elderly in long-term care, and 46 people got it. Mm-hmm. And the third lot are the elderly people in the villa in Gravelbourg, and 27 had got it. Mm-hmm. And because there were some staff members that didn't take their vaccine, we had 33 doses that were allocated to staff that were left over. Mm-hmm. And we had called in some members of the public that were over 80 years old to give the vaccine to them, and 33 had received them.
Pourquoi commencer par les plus âgés de la ville? Dr. Pillet explique que les plus âgés sont plus vulnérables que les autres. Ce vaccin va réduire les chances d'attraper la COVID-19 chez ces personnes-là, mais aussi ça va réduire la mortalité parmi ces personnes.
By vaccinating them, we are going to reduce the chances of them getting the COVID-19 illness and reducing the chances of death amongst that population group.
Gravelbourg n'a pas une grande population. Pourquoi tout le monde ne peut pas recevoir ce vaccin en un seul coup? Dr. Pillet dit que s'il a vu la possibilité et les vaccins suffisants, ça lui fait plaisir de vacciner toute la province et tout le voisinage de la province. Malheureusement, le gouvernement fédéral n'a pas encore fourni des doses suffisantes pour que ça soit le cas. Le résultat est que la province doit se contenter de ce qu'elle a et les vaccins sont donnés par séquence, d'où la livraison aux plus vulnérables. C'est pourquoi d'ailleurs, 80% des personnes sont de longue durée dans toute la province depuis ce mardi ont été vaccinées.
Tabitha, that is an excellent question. You know, if I had control of the vaccine and we had enough for the whole town, that would be my preference to give it to each and every resident of the town, mm-hmm. and the surrounding towns and the whole province, at the same time. But our problem on a federal level is that of procurement. Unfortunately, the federal government has not procured the enough vaccines in a timely fashion. Mm-hmm. And that has resulted in the government of Saskatchewan sequencing who gets it and when they get it, you know, in line with what was available to give. And they chose to give it to the most vulnerable first. Mm-hmm. So as of yesterday, 80% of all long-term care patients in the province were vaccinated.
La date de la prochaine vague de vaccination n'est pas encore connue. Dr. Pillet souligne qu'il sera annoncé deux jours avant la livraison. Tabitha Mukamsoni pour la Radio Prairie FM.